This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Way Wounds Work. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. A few years ago, Maureen Matisse Bilby had proactive surgery after doctors found abnormal cells in her breasts. She has a family history of breast cancer.
The first time I looked in the mirror and saw myself after my double mastectomy, it was kind of shocking because I had major scars going straight across my breast and there were no areolas, no nipples. So it just kind of was different. It felt like it wasn't my body.
Maureen felt incomplete. And eventually, she went to see Rosemary Beauchemin. Rosemary specializes in permanent cosmetics. People sometimes call her the brow queen. And she does these super realistic 3D-looking areola and nipple tattoos.
Without a nipple, it's almost like a face without an eyebrow. You know, it's expressionless. And it sounds maybe a little bit odd to say that our breasts have an expression, but we are conditioned to seeing certain things.
The day Maureen came in for her procedure, the room was full of women looking on and offering support. Maureen's sister, Rosemary's assistant, a couple of tattoo students. And the first thing they had to do was to pick a color for Maureen's new nipples.
So how light or how dark were you?
I was like a medium pink.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get the color chart. You get to pick.
I saw Purple Passion. my husband's like, please, just something normal.
So we draw her on, size appropriate. It's generally about a 4 centimeter size.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Maureen, I'm going to have you stand up.
I don't like them too close to the middle because they look like headlights. A little bit more lateral is a more natural look, you know? So what do you think? Is it too high? What do you think?
No, I think that one looks good.
Awesome, sweetheart. Come on down. I'm going to bring you back a little bit.
Okay.
All right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to establish my perimeter.
I'm going to establish this.
I'm moving in a circular motion on the side of a very wide, flat needle. If I circle on its side, I get a beautiful, diffused effect. And you can kind of hear that circular motion. We have tattooed the entire areola. And then for the nipple, we're going to go several shades darker because we're taking a flat surface and we're trying to bring it to life and we need to create dimension. And the way that you create that is with simultaneous contrast. We need light against dark. See the difference?
Yeah.
It really jumps off. Yeah, we want that. That's what we need. And then we also will create a Montgomery gland. Montgomery glands are those little whitish bumps that are often scattered throughout the areola. I'm going to pick up my white. You're going to go in about 6-7 times, same spot. Good. Make them irregular. So I like a little set of triplets like that. And then we'll do some twins here. And then also, sometimes we'll even scatter some vascularity through it. And it's just that fast of a wiggle. But we want that texture of a natural areola, and we create that very, very well. You really can't tell. So we block the mirror. We checked her out first, and we block the mirror, and then we let Maureen, we parted everybody in front of the mirror, and we let Maureen peek.
All right, so. The big reveal?
Yeah, this is the big reveal. All right.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, they look awesome. They really do. I guess I really felt it's like peanut butter goes with jelly. Nipples go with breasts. It was just a natural thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you heal.
That was Maureen Matisse-Bilby and Rosemarie Beauchemin. Rosemarie does permanent cosmetics at the Beau Institute in New Jersey. Our associate producer Alex Stern produced this piece together with intern Abby Holzman.